This episode of the Spitballers Podcast is brought to you by Codecademy. Would you like to change your career? Maybe you're not happy with the way that things are going. There has never been a better time to become a programmer, and with Codecademy, you can learn to code on your own terms. We're living in a fast-changing world. One of the best ways to succeed in it is you learn how to code. You can try Codecademy today and see where coding can take you. I can tell you from personal experience, you can learn how to code.
So can your kids. Parents, get your kids coding.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. If there's, I've been asked, like, what is one skill that you're making sure that your children know how to do? And for me, like, honestly, 100%, not, this is no bull crap. I want all of my kids to know how to code.
100%.
Because it is a skill that you can use in almost any job, and Codecademy is making it easy. Over 50 million people already know that Codecademy is the best way to learn to code. That's because Codecademy not only teaches you job-ready coding skills, but also helps you build unique projects for your portfolio, earn certificates, and even prep for technical interviews. We've gotten our kids on to Codecademy. I got my daughter on it. Andy has one of his sons on it because, like, you learn at your own pace. You can choose what you want to learn. You can learn languages like Python, HTML, CSS, SQL, JavaScript, and more. And if you're not sure where to begin, Codecademy will point you in the right direction. Join over 50 million people learning to code with Codecademy and see where coding can take you. Get 15% off your Codecademy Pro membership when you go to Codecademy.com. Use the promo code SPITBALLERS. That's promo code SPITBALLERS at Codecademy.com to get 15% off Codecademy Pro, the best way to learn to code. Codecademy.com. Promo code SPITBALLERS.
Spitwads, we have a fabulous Spit Hits episode for you today. Is This Real Life is on the show today. And who doesn't like Disney songs? I mean, be honest with you. We draft the best Disney songs. We hit the Would You Rather questions. It's a fun, fabulous episode. Enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
I don't know.
I see what you did. I get where you're going with it.
But if that man came and sang to me, I'd be scared. Look, that's the boogeyman.
Sometimes you go to sing, and you're like, oh, well, if I go up an octave, that's going to be way too high.
Right,
so
right.
I have to drop it down, and then you end up sounding in the boogeyman voice.
Almost sound a little bit Adam Sandler, you know. Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome into the Spitballers Podcast once again. Would You Rather, Is This Real Life? A Disney draft on the show today. Excited to be with you. I'm sure this show will take us into some strange places, even stranger than that terrifying opening to the show. You can find us on Twitter at SpitballersPod. SpitballersPod.com is the website where you can learn how to become an official Spitwad supporter. Thank you, everybody out there subscribing, reviewing, listening. Hopefully we are a wonderful, hour of distraction and entertainment and fun for your week. That's our only goal. We accomplish it sometimes, which is good enough for us.
Aim low.
Let's do some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Carson from the website, would you rather be a knight in shining armor?
Yeah, here we go.
Or a ninja?
All right. Now, this is the content I'm here for, man. This is a good question.
I agree. This is a great question.
Do you want to be like a medieval knight of the round table or a ninja?
You know what's interesting to me when I break this down, and I'm sure we all have different thoughts. A knight is like, if you're a knight in shining armor, you are a noble.
Lancelot.
You are noble. You are thought well of. You are knighted by like the king and queen, right? So you are known to all as a hero. Whereas a ninja is like secretive in all of its nature.
100%. Yeah, you're unknown. Nobody even knows you're a ninja. But
if they do, you're a really bad ninja.
You're a crappy ninja.
Terrible. You're Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. Do knights get land? Is that part of knighthood?
I'm sure they do.
Awarded land.
Wait, this is land?
No, they don't get land.
I'm just saying we're inspecting the pros and cons of being both.
They have flowing locks, Jason.
Yeah, you never see like a short-haired knight.
No, it's always curly. It's always long.
Does that mean
majestic.
I can't be a knight?
No, I think you get the hair. I think that's part of it.
See, it's funny because you say all of these things about the prestige, the hair.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, when you think about a knight versus a ninja, you're primarily thinking of battle. And I feel like I would rather be the one that can sneak up on someone, get in and out. You don't know where I'm at. Let me just ask this. Let's ask this version of the question.
Okay.
Who's better at killing? You're in battle. You're a knight. You're a ninja. You're fighting.
This is probably
the knight.
Really?
What? I think it is the ninja.
Why would the ninja be better at killing? If you're a knight, you have gone through an assortment of people. You've destroyed them on the battlefield.
If you are a knight, you're lumbering around in 90-pound armor and chainmail, while the ninja is super fit, doing flips. You can't see them throwing smoke bombs.
You don't even know why you died.
You might not die. They probably put you to sleep. A ninja probably just puts you in a little chokehold and you're just down.
Yeah, forever. Not this ninja. Sleep. Yeah. Those ninja sleeping. Stars aren't nap stars. They don't, ooh, boink, take a little nap ski.
It's funny because if a ninja and a knight fought in like a coliseum,
right.
The ninja loses because part of the ninja's ability.
No.
Yes, he does.
How is the knight ever going to hit a ninja?
The armored knight swings the battle axe one time, sword at one time.
Yeah.
And the ninja in a coliseum, he doesn't have the night time. He doesn't have the ability to sneak around. You're looking at your enemy. You're telling me a knight can't take a ninja
out? They don't need
it.
All I do, if I'm a ninja. And I'm wearing my, the cloth robes of
which, by the way, is not as good as armor, but go on.
Sure, but you know what it's good for? That I'm jogging around. I'm breaking, I'm lightly perspiring while the knight is dragging around 80 to 100 pounds and is exhausted in about 45 seconds.
I wait for him to fall over.
And I just gently put him to sleep.
What night is this? Is this the Beverly Hills knight that you're fighting?
No, this is a great knight. This is a
great knight
this
that
is
gets
someone
super
who is,
tired really fast and falls
yes.
over dead
By
yes. from his own armor.
I feel like if you put a fully armored with his great sword knight out there, and then you put a ninja out there with nothing, he's in boxer shorts, no weapons. The ninja's still gonna win.
The ninja's
never gonna catch him.
I'm gonna do extra calisthenics while the knight is walking around because I want to actually get a workout on.
The knight's in better shape than the ninja.
No way.
No, not better shape. He's stronger. The knight can bench press more.
Oh, great.
What do you think the knight does on the battlefield? Plus, the knight might get a horse, and that. I don't know if that's good or bad against
the
ninja.
That's good. No, that's good.
But it's probably
good.
A horse is good.
It'll make me. It will stop them from tiring out while trying to chase.
I'm going 100% knight. I want to be known through the land as a noble knight.
I get that. I get the fame part.
Plus, I think I get to marry somebody in royalty.
It's gonna help. It's certainly gonna help. If you know what I mean. Like you've got a coat of arms. You're a gentleman. You're a knight. You're going to
Marion.
Yeah,
Maid Marion.
Maid Marion.
I'm going to marry Maid Marion.
Now that's a compelling argument. Here's the thing: I feel like the question has changed because who would you rather be? That's a really really good question. The who would win in a fight? I just can't believe Andy's.
We
on
need
the
to put
side.
Both of those up there. I think a knight would win. Like a good knight would beat a good ninja.
I'm saying the best knight in the world against
you're
the best
night-night.
Ninja.
Just
in
so
the world.
I know,
yeah, he goes night night.
I want to understand because maybe I'm not seeing things clearly. Since you both agree, What is the ninja actually? What is the death blow from the ninja that's going to get the knight? I just want to know. Other than you saying that the knight's going to eventually fall asleep from being tired,
because I assume he's not going to be in his boxer shorts with no weapons. He'll have ninja stars that he can throw right at your neck.
Right, okay, but you've got armor on and a helmet.
You've got armor on your neck?
Yes.
I didn't know that they wore neck.
Yes, you do. Armor on their neck. Yes, they do.
They wear a coat of arms, like, you know, they've got the chainmail on.
I'm sending you a picture right now.
They're covering their neck. The neck is protected.
Yeah, you're not getting ninja starred in the neck. Plus, the accuracy, come on, a knight can't dodge a star being thrown at him?
Correct.
It's not about the stars. It's about the blade. Like, they're going to have katana blades. They're going to have very light swords that are extremely sharp.
And will break when the knight parries them.
They won't
them.
Break. No, bro. You need to read up on
ninjas.
On those swords.
You need to do some katana research.
Yes, you do.
You sound like a fool.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
are you choosing ninja or knight?
No, I'm definitely going to be a knight. I want the prestige.
I knew what Jason was going to do from the beginning.
If I get long, luscious locks, I get Maiden Marion. I got land. I got title. I'm never going to battle. Yeah, I'm a knight. I'm sending others to battle.
Sir Jason.
I was knighted for what I did in the past. I'm retired now. So
look, I wish I could go to this battle. I simply cannot make it today. Lots of knight stuff.
Lots of knight stuff.
Very important knight stuff.
He's the only knight with a desk job.
But in a coliseum, the ninja would win. One-on-one battle, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. We need to throw that up on the
always
as well.
Speed always beats strength.
Speed wins. Speed kills, man.
All right. Freddie from Twitter, would you rather be given a rabbit as a pet or as a meal? If it's a pet, you must keep it for its entire life. But you're provided with a cage and a bit of rabbit food to get you started. Okay.
That's very kind.
This is not a fair question.
If it's a meal, you must eat the entire thing, but it's been butchered and cooked to perfection and served with your favorite side. This question's ridiculous. I've always heard that rabbits do not make good pets.
Rabbit stew?
Well, Jason, you tell me the truth.
I thought you just said you've eaten rabbits.
No, I have not eaten rabbit. I had a rabbit.
When were you stuck in the wilderness, dude?
Yeah. Like,
he wasn't. He had a rabbit.
No, growing...
Then he didn't have a rabbit.
Growing up, my first meal was a rabbit. No, we had a rabbit as a pet. We had pretty much, if there's an animal, we had it as a pet. I lived in a zoo.
Goat.
The goat came after I was out of the house, but my mom did have goats. We did have pigs.
Cow.
No cow. I guess we didn't live on a farm. We were in a normal, you know, suburban.
Zebra. Snake.
No snakes, no tarantulas.
Tarantula.
Awful things. But we had ferrets.
Sounds like you did not have very many pets.
We had ferrets, we had turtles, we had rabbits.
Ferrets are stinky, stinky, stunky. Yeah, they're not good.
You know, the only thing that stinks worse than them. Why can't I think of the name? I want to say Cholula.
The hot sauce?
No, it's the
softest. Chinchilla?
A chinchilla. Thank you. We had two of those.
Mine is on fire with the different animals.
But they are terrible.
Look,
anyways,
I know that from Super Troopers.
Yes. So here's the thing. When you say you've heard that rabbits don't make a good pet, you have not heard the details of how horrific it is as a pet. Okay, this thing will... Imagine that there is a cat. We all know that cats are awful and evil.
I need to save this for my wife.
Let's say you didn't declaw the cat, right? But now let's give the cat's hind legs the power of 20 cats. You pick this rabbit up, and it just goes with its hind legs just beating you with sharp razors... A rabbit is a nightmare. It doesn't know you. It doesn't like you.
Rabbits have claws?
They're ninjas of the pet world.
Apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it's like fingernails. They're not like claws. They're not out there like a saber-tooth tiger, but the power in the legs is unbelievable. I mean, that's why they can jump like they can.
It makes sense. You're getting kicked by a razor all the time.
Yeah.
They offer you very little by way of affection.
They offer you no
affection. It's a rabbit. It wants nothing to do with you.
Thank you, Mike. Well said. It's a rabbit. So I'm going to eat the heck out of this
thing. Where's the other rabbits? Why am I trapped here?
I think I'll eat it as well because I know that people captured and ate rabbits, right?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
A
rabbit
thing.
Stew. It's going to taste gamey. It's not going to be yeah. great, but it's going to be better than having one as a pet. That's for sure.
Okay, Mike?
If these are the two choices that I have to live with, then I have to have a rabbit as a pet. Because it's like, look.
You don't feel like eating a rabbit today.
Well, the problem is I live in this mystical dreamland where I eat animals. I love to eat animals. I love to eat cows. I love hamburgers. I love chicken. But the second you face me with the moral dilemma of, all right, this is yours. What are you going to do? Are you going to eat it or are you going to take care of it? And I'm like, fine. I'll take care of it, and I'll eat beans, and I'll eat cabbage. So happy now.
So if someone brought to your door a cow, and this cow was beautiful. Oh, it was a beautiful cow, and you were on the doorstep, and you said, sir, I will take this cow and butcher it. This is Betsy the cow, and I will.
Oh, now it has a name.
It absolutely has a name and a history. Here's the pamphlet about where she grew up and her brothers
ancestry.
And sisters. Here's Betsy. I can go butcher this and give you the most wonderful meal of your life, or I could put her in your backyard and you now own a cow in your neighborhood.
I got fresh milk every day.
It is so funny. It's so hypocritical because outside of vegetarians and vegans, every single person here eats animals.
Well, and I actually was going to say what makes it even different for me from that dilemma is genuinely the question is my family need to eat it? Like, that would be the determining. Like, I can go, if you told me I got to go kill an animal in the wild because we're out in the wild and I need to eat, I got no problem with that. But if you brought like Betsy the cow, the neighborhood cow, to the door and it's like, do you want a hamburger or do you want Betsy to live? I'd be like, I want Betsy to live.
Right.
And plus, Betsy gives me milk as like a little bit of a payment for not killing her. Yeah.
Right. That's true. No, it's a crazy world we live in. I would be taking all of my hamburger meat that I have in my fridge and putting it in the freezer to make sure I don't run out when I get all this new meat. So.
Oh, no. Betsy's dead.
I'm not saying that as a monster. It's just that I really, really like beef. I mean, it's...
I love it. And honestly, one of the things I've heard, and we're not getting into hunting arguments, but of like people who say they go out and one with nature and they bow hunt. They go, yeah. they're not using guns.
Assault rifles.
Like they're going out there with a bow and they eat what they hunt. Like,
yes,
I've heard people talk about like you have this much, much deeper connection with your food. You understand where that food came
appreciation
from.
Appreciation for it.
Yeah, you have a greater appreciation for it. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm driving through Wendy's. I'm going to get me a double cheeseburger because it's delicious.
Try putting a bow over your shoulder when you do that.
It's funny. I say all this. I talk that big game about my meat freezer. But the truth is, if I had to do the work, right? If I had to be the one that's like, here's Betsy, you can have her or have burgers. Then, and I had to do it, impossible. I couldn't go hunting. I don't think that there's anything wrong with hunting if, you know, for people that, you know, hunt.
Use it, if you're eating it. Yeah.
Yes, assuming you're not, you know, wasting this or just, but I couldn't, I know I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Impossible. I couldn't do it either. The scenes where they're always like, you got to, in movies, they do it a lot, you know, they give them the chicken and the axe and they head out to the stump. And you're like, no, what? No, this
you
chicken
do
lives
it
forever
while my back is turned, and then I will eat it.
Why can't we just eat these animals after they die of old age?
I don't think the meat is as good. Would you like this rotten hamburger? It came from an 80-year-old cow.
I think the meat's probably pretty good as long as you catch it before it drops over. We need to start something new. By the way, this segment's gone completely sideways. I now feel like somehow
question?
Every single person that's listening hates us for some reason or another.
Would you rather
be given a rabbit as a pet or a meal? Jason and I took a meal. Mike took a pet. Mike's been kicked in the face. But
yeah, and I'm cleaning up poop all the time.
Oh,
they poop so much. They just squirt little pellets everywhere, nonstop. You know how, like, it's like, oh, I have one healthy BM a day. Maybe two. Not a rabbit. A rabbit has one healthy BM every 12 seconds.
We could talk about rabbits for hours, but we'll take this next question from Tom. Tom from Instagram sends in this one. Would you rather have an AI implant that generates the best comebacks whenever somebody disrespects you, or one that generates an appropriate, sincere compliment whenever you would like to brighten somebody's day? So you're never patronizing somebody with that compliment, which is so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying just the right thing in the right moment to make them feel better. Oh, however,
here's the thing. I know that, you know, we've done 1,000 episodes between the footballers and the spitballers, and we've had live shows, we've got hordes of fans, but I know that not all of us are everybody's cup of tea. Right, there's plenty of listeners that have to say, like, oh, I can't stand Jason.
Yeah, obviously.
But they don't say it to me. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
no.
So if
of
I'm,
course not.
When am I going to have... I don't remember the last time someone just, well, outside of my wife, insulted me to
my
face.
Your home life, I'm sure that, like, if you had a back catalog of instantly going to the best snaps insult that you can get of, like, you've memorized every Yo Mama joke, and you just can unleash it at any moment.
I mean, but it's in response to an insult. So this is literally, the question is saying, would you like AI that will have you have great comebacks for your wife? That's what the question is, because she, I mean, she's insulting me left, right, and center, as she should, as I deserve. But that's like the only insult I think I would be giving back. Whereas complimenting
people. Well, I just say disrespects you, not just insults you, but you've been disrespected. You've been in a public place where... somebody
people know better,
Oh, okay.
Now people know better than to disrespect me.
That's the guy who owns the rabbit.
And it's best comeback. So this is it. It may not be like a really overt attack. This might be the ultimate in passive aggressive, just right in the fingernails, them. They don't even realize they've been insulted for 10 seconds.
And then after you've walked away, they're like, "Ooh, he got me."
Yes.
Can you change a person's mind if your comeback is snappy enough?
Can you change mine?
Them?
Yes. Yeah. So yes, I know, like, you can, but it depends on the person.
They make them hate you more?
No. I'm just saying, can good come out of this? If you have the best comebacks ever, are you actually earning respect or making some kind of
from your peers?
You got the comeback to. Yeah.
No, this is, you need a full group around you to make sure that they hear your perfect insults.
Can you imagine what our footballer show would
around.
Be like?
Listen,
firing
to
perfect
this
comebacks.
One.
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said to him?
I might want to write that down. It's pretty good.
I'd like to believe I can generate an appropriate, sincere compliment when I like to right now. I'd like to believe at this stage of my life I could do
an
appropriate.
You got two people with you. You're up.
Well, I have the compliment one of
you. Yeah, it's this genuine, sincere compliment. I'm all ears. Mike's all ears.
Jason.
Someone needs some AI.
Well, you can't fabricate these things. I don't feel like either of you need it right now.
You said, I hope that I can come up with a genuine compliment whenever I need it. I put you on the spot, and it's crickets.
It's true. Because it feels like I'm patronizing you right now.
Okay. Yeah, no, totally.
Check this out. Jason, you might be the funniest person that I know.
Oh, that's sweet.
Definitely way funnier than me. You're way funnier than Andy.
I could have done
right there.
That.
I just slyly insulted Andy.
Yeah.
Now, wow, compliment.
Now, what's your comeback, Andy? Come on. Which one do you want? Do you want this compliment or you want the comeback?
Neither. I'm choosing neither.
I want the compliments. I want them because, you know, the truth is there's been times in my life where
wait, you want to be complimented? That's not one of the three options.
No. I want the AI that helps me give genuine compliments more often, because here's what I think it really does. Half of, you know, adult life, when you've learned lessons and you've grown as a person, is just remembering them, remembering the good stuff, remembering what you should be doing. We've talked about this before.
Or appreciating other people that maybe you take for granted.
I feel like the AI is a reminder to pay someone a real compliment.
Sure.
Because I have had stretches in my life where I've thought I want to compliment people more, but not like you said, not to just compliment for compliment's sake, and I'm totally just, I should say a compliment to someone, but like genuine, honest, real compliments, because it feels good to people and it's real. If I really think something about someone, you should say it. It's good for their mental health. It's good for our relationship. So I'm going to take the AI compliment, because I think that would just, it would enhance my life and the lives of those around me. And I think we should all try to do this
now
a little bit more often.
I'm going to throw a wrench into this question. You can have the perfect insult comeback. You can have the perfect compliment. Or you can have like a graphing calculator.
Oh, I'm taking the calculator. I mean, come on, man. I can do math like that. It's not even close.
By the way,
you
Jason,
want the cosine? You talk to this guy.
I've been meaning to tell you something very important. You really do love meat more than anybody I know.
Wow, thank you. That means a lot coming from you.
You love meat better than everybody.
AI has let you down. That's
Oh, that is a huge compliment to me. I love all kinds of cows, but I found out that Japanese cows aren't my favorite.
Yes.
Wagyu.
All right, Liz from Patreon, would you rather always have a rock in your shoe or crumbs in your bed?
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh, that is tough, but not, I think it's crumbs. I can't have crumbs in my bed.
You can live with a rock in your shoe?
Well, the hard part is if you have crumbs in your bed, yes, falling asleep sucks, but they're not going to wake you up. Whereas
that's
having
true.
The rock in your shoe,
it means you can't walk.
Is forever. Well, I mean, we've all had the rock in your shoe where you don't take the shoe off to like get it out,
yeah,
but you like
steps.
Squirt it to the side of your toe, you know?
That's true. You're doing the move where you just jam your toe into the ground over and over and over.
You're just kind of squirting that rock to the side.
I feel like the
crumbs
the solution,
in your bed are so gross.
I can't stand crumbs in my bed. When I get up, you know, it's not often, but I'll come to bed. And I'll get
say
there.
I haven't had them in my bed for a while.
That's Jason.
It's my children.
Okay.
Oh, it's the children.
It's always. If I get to my...
Okay.
I don't eat in my bed, you know, other than like Father's Day, Mike's giving the wink. Other than like Father's Day, breakfast in bed, that's one thing. But every now and then, my kids will use my master bedroom to watch TV.
Let them bring crumb food?
No, I don't let them. We're not allowed to have food upstairs. That's a house rule. And yet it still happens. And when they do, they just bring up they're choosing Nature Valley. You know what I mean? Like, they're getting the crummiest
granola bar
that is possible. And what they're doing is they're just rubbing it together to make fire on my bed. And then it is, this was like 3 nights ago. I came to bed and I was like, what happened in my bed? I'm taking the rock. I'm taking the rock of the shoe. I can't have crumbs in bed.
Andy, I'll pose the question to you. Is it weird that I imagine Jason standing in just inside the door of his master bedroom, seeing that his children have food, and he is just, what are you doing with food upstairs? There's no food upstairs, chomp, chomp, chomp.
Honestly, when he said that there's a rule... Other than Father's Day, I thought he was going to say other than, you know, like Oreo sleeve Friday, which is like,
it's a rule for the dogs. No dog food allowed upstairs.
It's really, truly a rule for the children. I don't.
It's more of a recommendation than a rule.
It's a rule that I don't necessarily follow, but the kids are supposed to, and they don't follow.
Why is it so hard to clean up crumbs out of a bed, too? Because if you try to just push them off the bed, you never get them all. If
you
try to vacuum,
you push
them
off,
get them all.
What you don't know is when you're pushing crumbs off your bed, you are actually somehow you are multiplying.
Making more? Yeah, you're making
there's
more
crumbs now.
Oh, and you're dealing with the catapult situation.
Throw the bed away.
You're dealing with the catapult situation where you swipe it off the bed, but some of them launch. You know what I mean? They catch the sheet or they catch the bed and they launch to the other side of the bed.
They can launch backwards too.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Now it's everywhere. Folds. It's impossible to clear that off.
I'm glad we analyzed that.
Take your sheets off, light them on fire.
Yeah, good point.
they're never clean ever again.
No, that's the key. Take all the corners off, wrap it all up, throw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. That's how you get rid of And there might still be some crumbs
underneath.
We'd
like to thank today's sponsor, Dollar Sheets Club. You can get them everyday disposable sheets.
Al Borland, can you spin that up real quick?
They have a thread count of 25.
That's right.
All right, they're barely hanging on.
Tired of crumbs in your bed? Don't worry. You'll feel like it when they're completely clean.
We only use four-year-old men's underwear backs to build these sheets out.
Oh, man. Gross.
Here we go. Spitwads, this winter, upgrade your daily routine with Bespoke Post and their new seasonal lineup of must-have box of awesome collections. Now, I looked into this, Al. These are not box of pathetic collections. This is box of awesome. And what do? Bespoke Post partners with small businesses and emerging brands, and they bring you unique, awesome goods every month. I've gotten several of these boxes, and they're incredible no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. You got winter cocktails. You got cozy threads. You got camping gear essentials. You open it up, and guess what I say, Al? I say, awesome. This is awesome. Look, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. Free to sign up. You can skip a month or cancel anytime. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BALLERS at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BALLERS for 20% off your first box. Boxofawesome.com, code BALLERS.
Is this real life?
All right, it's time for Is This Real Life? Each of us sharing a story from, yes, real life with one another. We've never heard these stories from each other, but it's important to know. It's important to know what's out there. And so I'll begin. Gentlemen, I will read you this headline. It was from June 29th.
Okay.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah. Jogger caught pooing on the street.
All right. I'm in.
And forced to carry it with bare hands.
Yes.
So what this story is kind of incredible because... Look, we've all been in a... Jason shared this before. We've been in desperate situations. Sometimes you could be caught unawares. And, this jogger tucked... This is all on video. And he tucked himself back...
Wow.
Tucked himself back behind a dumpster to take a little pooski on the ground. Now, the problem was... Somebody was watching him through a camera.
Goodness.
And caught him.
Why are they...
Well, they're just looking on their security camera. They're like, what's this guy doing behind the dumpster?
That's exactly
why are they watching
Oh, my
dumpster?
God, he's taking a poop!
I mean, you've got motion alerts. They notice he's taking a poop. They open the door on him. They publicly shame him, point at him, and make him pick his own poo up in the dumpster with his bare hands.
If I have to go
Team
poop,
Jogger. I am on Team Jogger right now.
No.
Yes.
No, you're not on the jogger's side.
I am 100% on the jogger's side.
What?
Look. Not everyone has been in the situation where you are mere seconds away from joining the Poopy Pants Club.
Yeah.
Now,
not a club I want to be a part of.
Two-thirds of this podcast remain out of the Poopy Pants Club.
Yes,
just
we do. Two-thirds of us do.
yes.
Continue,
Two-thirds of us do.
Two-thirds of us do. And I agree.
I have been, I'm talking like seconds away from a real dire situation of, I'm at a hotel and I've got to go. I'm waiting at a bathroom. And this line is like not working. One of the toilets is out of order. I panic. I try and go back to my room. The elevator they are not coming down for me. Eventually, oh, I go. Man. I got to get in that stairwell because I am running at full speed.
Oh, so you could go stairwell poop.
And I had very vivid visions, very vivid, of me just hitting a corner of that stairwell and and just like, this is happening. I cannot stop this from happening. Now, the happy part of the story is I made it. By the grace of God, I made it into my room and my bathroom. But I was ready. I was mentally prepared.
You had mentally gone through the...
And so my point is, I have been there.
Jogger.
I have been where this jogger has been. Meanwhile, some jerk is watching on a camera like, what's going on behind dumpster?
Can I finish the story?
Let me give you one final
story, and then I'll
just one final point that I didn't. Yeah, you can respond. What I didn't get to finish telling you that just got my attention. They didn't actually let him put the poop in the dumpster next to where he had gone. They forced him to take it home with him.
Yeah, get bodied, pooper.
That's how mad they were. So they made him. He tried to use the dumpster, and they said, you can't use our dumpster. Because let's be honest, I wouldn't really want human waste in my dumpster. But
No. Well, number one.
They made him carry it home.
It's a dumpster. You need to get over your life. Like, there's worse things than that in that dumpster right now. Number two, if you are the jogger and you have just gone through the humiliation of you had to pull up behind a dumpster and someone is being just a jerk to you, how do you not launch that turd into their faces?
Here's why I don't believe the story.
I feel like it might happen.
Here's why I don't believe the story. Mike, you've been in that situation where it's about to blow.
Yeah,
I've been in that situation. I've been in worse situations.
Two-thirds of us are not in the booby pants.
Two-thirds of us have not been in worse situations.
Exactly right. I agree with us. Two-thirds of us have not. Here's what I know, though. When you're out and you are in that dire of a strait, you are, oh, no. I don't think that's something you can pick up. I think in the end, you know, it's like, why don't you pick up that water you just spilled on the ground? You can't do it. It's impossible. So when they say he had to pick it up, I think, look, this guy could have made it longer if this is, a pick-upable offense. I'm not on Team Jogger's side. Someone should come out and go, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry for what just happened to you and my wall. That's what should have happened.
But that's what I mean. That's why I'm on the team. I'm on Team Jogger of, like, This person really needs compassion.
And Jason's saying if that's true, he wouldn't have such a solid consistency.
Exactly right.
We just taught. Well, no, I disagree because you don't know. Things could be things could need a bowl. There's consistency differences.
All right. Okay.
My point is that this person was up against it. Then they're behind a dumpster. Like, show this human some compassion. Jason just talked about he wants an AI chip to remind him to compliment people.
Yes.
Like this person is in need. They're dropping trowel and dropping dumpskies.
I'm not sure every public pooper is in need.
Yeah, I think some people just are like,
what? Oh, no.
Sometimes this could have been a poo of convenience, Mike.
No, it is not.
My toilet's broken at home. He's a dumpster. Nobody will mind. That's what happened. All right, I'll go next.
He was probably on drugs. All right, Jason.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Here's my
Pepto. Yeah. Help the man.
Okay, here we go. Also, maybe don't go out for that morning jog if your tum-tum is feeling a little upset. Here's the article. Mountain goats addicted to human urine to be evacuated or shot at Olympic National Park. This is...
Hold on.
Well, yeah, that's got way too many layers,
on, hold
man.
Hold on. That's the headline.
The headline.
You're not summarizing anything. You are reading the headline.
Let me read the headline again.
Of a published article.
Mountain goats addicted to human urine to be evacuated or shot at Olympic National Park. So the, look, there's a big problem.
What does it mean
here
to evacuate a mountain goat?
So according to the article, what it means to evacuate is they want to relocate these mountain
urine
goats.
Urine addicted mountain goats, obviously.
The urine addicted mountain goats, they want to relocate them to their more natural habitat because, according to this article, these were not native goats to this Olympic National Park, even though they were brought in the 1920s. These goats were brought. I feel like at this point is now their native land, but that wasn't their homeland. They were brought there, and here's the problem. Where they're from is they have a bunch of natural salt licks. So these goats lick salt licks. They lick salt blocks. And they don't have any here. But you want to know what's salty? Human sweat and apparently human urine from this article.
I did not know.
Yeah.
I would have chosen a different article if I knew we were heading this direction for all three of them.
Yeah. So, well, we still have hope in Mike.
Yeah.
So they are needing to take, there are 750 goats here, and they're wanting to remove about 75 of them because they have been causing problems, major problems with people, and they are telling people to stop peeing on their trails, on their hikes, because it is attracting these now vicious mountain goats.
So they're vicious now?
Are you on team hiker now, Mike? You already went public pooing. You might as well go public peeing.
I am on team hiker here because public peeing is different. Public peeing is totally different.
Yeah, public peeing is convenience. It's
on a hike, it's necessary.
Yeah, and also,
wait, hold on. So on a hike, peeing is necessary, but on a run, when you're gonna crap your pants, that's not a necessity. That's just like convenience.
Yes, because you pee many, many times through the day. You don't.
No. I can illustrate this very clearly, Mike. When you reach your moment of destination or of desperation on a hike, what options do you have? And when you reach your moment of desperation on a jog, what options do you have? I believe in the hike, you only have the option of the great outdoors. If you're pooping on somebody else's property instead of finding your way to a Starbucks, you got a problem.
That's
on exactly. You need to poop right now. I can.
You're
hold
telling
the
me
pee.
That any person who publicly poops has already earned your respect as needing to publicly poop, no matter what.
No, this is not a blanket statement. You don't get out of jail free for just pooping wherever you want to poop. But if you're on, I don't know, man.
The big difference here, the big difference is what happens 2 hours later.
I'm morally conflicted right now.
Mike is the man in the video. That is what I learned.
Mike is a jogger. I'm surprised. The thing I learned today was that Mike has gone jogging. No, I did not know that. But the 2 hours later, I stroll up to the spot where the jogger was or the hiker was. I don't know that the hiker was there outside of the goat licking the ground. There's nothing to tell. But if I stroll up a couple hours later from where the jogger was, I'm like, oh no, that looks human. You know what I mean? That's a problem. All right, Mike, what you got?
All right. I will give everyone a reprieve from the bathroom humor.
Thank you.
Mine is
man poops and pees in public and also at home.
Same time. Honestly, mine is more of just like, this is fascinating. This is interesting stuff. I'll start it off with a question. Jason.
Yes.
You have to go in. You have to get brain surgery.
Oh, no.
At the hospital.
Makes sense.
I've thought that for a long time, but I thank you for letting me know.
Are you hoping you are awake, or are you hoping that you are put under?
I am not hoping in this situation. There is no hope. I am put under, or I am not going in. There's no chance that I'm awake for any kind of surgery. They gave me the option with wisdom now, teeth, and I said,
no,
yeah.
This isn't bad. This isn't one of the wake up during the whatever light
during the incision or something.
Yeah, this is not that where you can't move and you're not numb and you're getting surgery. No, this is like cool stuff. This is so people getting brain surgery, and this article in particular is about, it's in Italy, and it says a woman prepares 90 stuffed olives while undergoing brain surgery to remove a tumor because, and there's many other people who just like
perform. I've heard about this.
They
before.
Have they perform tasks. So, in particular, like someone was a violin player, and they're going in for brain surgery, and of course you're freaked out. You want people working on your brain, and you're worried. I'm not going to have my like one false clip, and all of a sudden my violin skills are now gone. And what this doctor is doing is they map out the brain. They see what parts of it are lighting up when someone was doing a particular task, and then they keep them awake. And while they're doing the brain surgery, they perform that activity. So they feel the olives. They're playing the violin. They're playing the trumpet because it keeps those parts of the brain activated, and they're monitoring it to make sure that they don't make a mistake while they're like removing a tumor
and
or
her
something.
Skill instead of the violin is preparing stuffed olives.
She's and grand. this woman wanted to prepare olives.
And like and how many did she accomplish in that?
90.
I don't have a frame of reference if that's really good.
Two and a half hours. I don't either. I don't know the record.
How long does it take to stuff an olive? You tell me. I don't know. I can tell you how long it takes to eat a stuffed olive. I could definitely blow her out of the water in that time period.
The funny part of this article is when we find out that this lady really sucks at stuffing olives.
That's very slow. one stuffed olive per 2 minutes, I think, is how that breaks
down. 2 minutes to stuff an olive? I got to think you can just pop some stuff in.
These are probably really good.
They better be good.
Look,
here's my worry.
It's in Italy. I gotta imagine this lady knows what she's doing.
Here's my worry is that I feel like the last thing that I would want to do while someone is operating on my brain is
that's where
move,
it's insane.
Is like I don't want to move a millimeter. And if I'm playing the violin, like, well, you know, how do you do that without
moving
your
head? Jason,
hold on.
No, that is in fact a thing you cannot do while you're playing the violin. It has to rest under your chin, and you can't move your head.
I have seen Jason's
playing a fiddle. That's what Jason's playing.
I have seen violinists who go nuts in that
out,
chair.
And they they're not shaking their head though. If you watch them, it's all in the shoulders.
Yeah, but the head moves, and that's still the problem. The head moves with the shoulders. I don't know if you know this, but it's very difficult to move your shoulders from one location to another location while keeping your head at the previous location.
But just this is wild to me.
It's very interesting.
People are getting brain surgery. Their scalps have like because
they need to make sure
they're open.
Yeah.
And they're like hanging out. Like, yeah, I'm going
to. I'd rather have something to do. I'd rather have something to do if I'm going to be kept awake for my brain surgery. You might as well give me something to do.
Would you guys want bionic eyes?
Yes. 100. Yes. What? Are you kidding me? What kind of a stupid question is this?
Slightly unrelated question.
What is this related to?
So I was walking upstairs last night, and I got this meat cure rub. I'm making some homemade beef jerky.
Oh, gosh.
And I need to read the back of this label. Super tiny, tiny print. And so I'm like, it's so much easier to take a picture of it on my phone, and then I can zoom in, and I can read everything super easy. And I'm like,
okay.
Man, I just can't wait. Like 20 years from now, they got to be able to make my eyes where I can zoom in. You know what I mean? Because I could do it on the phone.
I've had to deal with this with Jason for years. This man clearly does not have the right prescription for his glasses. He has told me every time I build a website, he needs to zoom it 37 times bigger than everybody else.
But my mental question, my philosophical question is like, okay, would I replace...
But are you really seeing?
Like, my eyes work
with
right
bionic
now.
Eyes.
Would I replace... Would I go through a procedure... This the brain surgeon just reminded me of it. Would I go through a procedure to get an artificial but enhanced
yes
body part?
Yes, and
one would, at a time.
If it,
yeah, I mean like, you know,
if I'm not the trial patient and like this is a very like I got LASIK, so I mean I pretty much did that.
But that's still your eye, right?
I know, but I'm saying like I trusted a doctor to slice part of my eye open and then shoot a laser beam into it and I could see better. Like my question for you, Jason, are you familiar with this will only work if you know the movies. Do you guys know Pitch Black? Are you familiar with the Pitch Black movies?
Vin Diesel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have seen Pitch
Black.
That's
how familiar I am.
Yeah, I probably saw it the year it came out, which was, I don't know, 1990.
All right, well, okay, so in that movie, there are prisoners and they're stuck in the dark. And so some of them choose to get what they call a shine job, where It's a procedure that now you can see in the dark, but daylight is like insanely bright, so you have to wear like really dark.
So he's got cool goggles.
Or really cool goggles. Like, if you could make the choice of you can see in the dark, but the expenses during the day, you have to wear goggles. Would you do that?
No, why would I want to do that? I sleep in the dark.
Because you can see in the dark,
but
man.
I'm asleep. Like, I need to be able to see in the daytime because that's when I'm alive and doing things.
All right. All right. I'm just saying there's a trade-off, so it's a much harder question for me.
Well, I... Yeah.
Seeing in the dark would be pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool for a parlor trick for a little while. And then
I think I want bionic things.
I can turn lights on. Yeah. All right. Let's draft. Spitwads, let's take a second and thank Chime for supporting the show. You can kick off 2022 with a better checking account with no monthly fees. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card. They got no overdraft fees. Get them out of my face. Foreign transaction fees, no thank you. Monthly fees, get them out of here. That was a little bit of a New York accent. No service fees either. With over 60,000 fee-free in-network ATMs at many locations like Walgreens, 7-Eleven, CVS, you can access your money when you need it with no fees. Make your first good decision of the new year and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/ballers. That's chime.com/ballers. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Get fee-free transactions at any MoneyPass ATM in a 7-Eleven location and at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. Otherwise, out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Sometimes pay anyone instant transfers can be delayed. The recipient must use a valid debit card or be a Chime member to claim funds.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting the best Disney songs. Mike is first up, four rounds, Disney songs.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to choose from, probably yes. Lots of opinions.
Yes.
I have no idea what you're going to pick.
I already told you what I was going to pick. The boogeyman showed up, and the boogeyman told you what he was going to take.
Yep.
I will take the Circle of Life because that is when it comes to Disney movies, just the best opening of any Disney movie is The Lion King. When that song comes on, your feels explode. The animation, you're like, this is incredible. What is happening? You can go back to being a child, seeing it animated, or now they remade it and it's computer animated, except my kids are like, how did they train the animals to do this? Because that's how freaking real it looks. It's insane. And that song is the perfect accompaniment to that whole entire sequence. Give me Circle of Life.
Look, the Circle of Life is great. Nobody here is going to say, it's a stupid song. It's Circle of Life, but I'm just not sure that's the best song in that movie. You know what I mean?
There's another song
in that movie.
There is not.
Oh, absolutely. We see
it has,
all the time.
It has fine songs, but that is the song.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll see.
Already in the thick of it.
Look, I'm just saying that other song that is superior from the same movie might be drafted still. So
please take it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with a song that is the clear.
This is tough because it's most iconic. Is it favorite? Is it best?
I'm taking my favorites.
That's kind of how I feel like we're probably going to end up.
Essentially, when you say the best, that always is just our favorite because it's what best is opinion anyways. So whether this is best or whether this is our favorite, you know, this is according to Jason.
But you're going to be totally wrong about all your opinions.
One day.
Apparently, if he's already said that The Circle of Life is not the best song in Lion King, so he's already wrong.
To be fair, I said it might not be. It could be. It's tied. But my song that I'm going to pick is the clear capstone of this movie. It was a national hit. It was such a good song that it annoyed everybody to where everybody hated the song. But now we've all come back around because we have let it go.
Yeah.
We have let it go.
Oh,
from
very
Frozen.
Interesting. I wasn't sure if you would go new school.
It's a little newer. You know, this isn't as classic, but Frozen's Let It Go. There's not a man, woman, or child alive that doesn't know that.
Certified, undisputed banger. Let It Go is so freaking good, man. It's an excellent song.
Yeah, so that to me, I wanted that one. I was happy that I'm able to walk away from
this. I thought it could go 101.
I thought it would, especially with recency.
I mean, it's obviously new, but that doesn't mean it's not good.
It's already got a sequel. It's back. You know what's crazy is we forget how long ago Frozen 1 was now.
Yeah, and the crazy part is...
It feels like it was like 2 years ago, but...
Does the sequel have better music?
No.
We will find out.
I have never seen it.
Get out of here.
Hold on.
I've never seen the sequel. Is it good?
We have been trapped in homes, and Disney released Frozen 2 on Disney Plus, which I know...
Oh, did it?
Like, here's the thing. Like, I know that you're a dad of three kids, which guess what? That means you have Disney Plus.
Right, and you think they must not have a girl, but they do.
You haven't watched Frozen 2?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
My kids watch too much YouTube. They don't have the Disney movies going all the time.
My goodness.
I guess I'll try to watch that for you.
We need to stop the podcast.
I'm going to
go watch it.
I'm actually going to double up on the movie that was my favorite Disney movie growing up, bar none. I think it has two certifiably great songs that are worthy of this spot. I'm going to give the surprise first round pick to Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Which I
have always thought was incredible.
It's good. No, it's good.
It's not the best song from that movie. But
and
you said
then I am
up.
Taking Whole New World.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a banner. That's an absolute banner song.
Yeah. That is. Damn. I needed a banner song. Friend Like Me is...
Jason thought it was coming back to him.
Those are my two. I'm doubling it up on Aladdin. I don't know if that'll hurt me in the polls. But
I did. I wanted A Whole New World. That was the one that... If I could walk out of here with Let It Go and A Whole New World...
You also said Dang It when I drafted Friend Like Me. So you doubled up on your disappointment there.
Well, I didn't care about Friend Like Me. I mean, it's a good song, but I knew that meant you were taking A Whole New World because you said you were going to double up from the same movie. I was like, what movie is he going to say? And as soon as it was Aladdin, I knew I was dead.
Yep, you got it. So I'm taking Friend Like Me and A Whole New World.
All right. Well, goodness.
And also
stinks.
Aladdin's great.
Aladdin is
It's very good. And then and the new one, like...
And with Robin Williams having passed...
I like the new one, too.
With Robin Williams having passed, it means there's something even more. You know how that happens, where it's like...
Sure, yeah.
Even more of a memory.
No, I got it.
Now,
gotcha.
Was Aladdin all of our favorites, like, growing up? Not necessarily our all-time favorite now. But, like, when we were growing up, if someone would say, what's the best Aladdin movie? Or, what's the best Aladdin
movie?
And tell me why it's Aladdin. no, but if someone was like, what's your favorite Disney animated movie? I don't know. Maybe it's because the lead is a boy, and a lot of the Disney movies, the lead's a girl, and we were young boys. But I feel like everybody that I knew, Aladdin was
great
all
video
of our
game
favorites.
On Super NES.
It
for
was
Aladdin.
Good. Great television show.
Great
show.
You
got to
be careful,
so
man. You got to be careful launching that SNES versus Sega Genesis Aladdin debate. It's heated.
And the Lion King game on those consoles was way too hard.
It was very difficult.
I liked Aladdin was hard too, but. Yeah, I think I liked Aladdin a lot. I actually liked Mulan a lot growing up.
Oh, Mulan!
Thought that was
a
great movie.
But like there might be a song for Mulan on my list. I don't know.
I have still never seen it, but I'm excited to see the one that's coming out soon.
What is wrong with you people?
That has to be worse than me not seeing the sequel to Frozen, right?
No way, because here's why.
Mulan's a classic Disney film.
When it came out, I didn't have a daughter. And it just didn't, when I was the age when
I
Mulan
came out.
I saw
it in the theater.
That's fine. But
Mike
you understand
had,
how
Mike had
I,
a daughter at a 10.
But you understand how I didn't see it in the theater the
I
years
know.
When it came out.
When Disney movies came out, it didn't matter the plot. I was seeing them all.
All right.
That stopped with Frozen 2, apparently.
Yes.
Boo, man. Boo.
Once I had kids, I kept all that Disney stuff away from them. All right.
You're back on the clock, Jay.
Goodness, this really sucks. I was all prepared for one pick and one pick alone.
That is bad preparing, considering you draft against two other people.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right. Well, if I'm on the clock and I got to go, then I am going to...
I'm going to draft Let It Go again.
I am going to draft...
There might be a better one.
All right.
My man's tilting. He's got one pick in the book.
He's afraid of getting... Missing out on one more than he is about getting one right.
I'm between two, and it's from the same movie.
Jason, can I qualm your fears? Like this is very unprecedented for our drafts. I will qualm your fears. Okay. I'm not taking the pick you think. If you have two, your second pick is 100% safe.
I am not worried about that. I'm just worried about which one I prefer. But I'm going to... Look, I'm going to take
the stature of the second round pick from the Spitballers draft.
Yes. I'm going to do it for their sake. I'm taking Under the Sea.
It's great. Yeah. No, it's very good.
Because I got to get the Little Mermaid in there. That was so good. You know, there's a couple great songs in that one, but that's the ensemble. That's the big show number. So, and everybody knows it.
You decided of those things just now, too, when you finally decided on that pick.
I get it. I get that it's a big number. I don't think that's the best song from the film.
Right, and that's what I'm hoping that was my struggle.
I hope you redeem yourself.
There are three good songs from that film.
There are many. There are all.
Three that I thought of. Well, we'll see what happens. All right, so you took Under the Sea.
Yes.
Yes. So, excellent. I can take the song that should have been taken 101 in this draft, but I had to play the game a little bit because Circle of Life was at risk. I knew it was
it wasn't coming back probably.
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm on the corner, which means the greatest Disney movie of all time with the greatest Disney soundtrack all time. I will take both of those hits. I will take Eye to Eye from a Goofy movie, and I will follow that up with Standout, also from a Goofy movie, because that soundtrack is the soundtrack of my life. It is now the soundtrack of my children's lives, and everyone who meets the magic of a Goofy movie and Tevin Campbell and Powerline, they understand it is the tops. Yes.
So my wife and I were talking.
No one was
going to
steal Goofy movie from
I know.
Man.
That's why he didn't take it at the beginning, because he knew we weren't, you know. Mike is aware, I've never seen Goofy movie.
Neither have I.
So we've never seen it. It doesn't mean anything to us. It's a stupid pick. However, we knew how much you love a Goofy movie, Mike, and my wife and I were talking beforehand. Had I remembered the conversation we were talking about, I was going to take Powerline, which is Eye to Eye, right?
It's actually both of them, you nincompoop. How dare you?
Yeah, I just
Powerline
wanted to take...
sings them, right?
Powerline is the artist.
I'm the artist.
I'm drafting Powerline.
If he had done that, Mike, you know how mad you would have been? He drafts it and he doesn't even know?
I would have been furious. I wasn't sure how Tom Petty you guys were feeling about trying to just steal my picks, as has often been done on this show. But it doesn't matter because I got them both. Booyah.
All right. Well, it's up to me. And I got to think Andy is after me. He's on the turn.
I'm after you, all right.
Guys, it doesn't matter to me what happens. It doesn't matter what the polls say. I do not care. The Goofy movie supporters will come out. And I know I won.
You won in your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't care if I'm at 10%.
Sure.
I won.
10% of great is better than 90% of not great.
So
exactly, you want mediocre or you want great?
Andy loves classics. Andy loves the iconic, well-known great songs, even from yesteryear. And so I'm going to take a song that I think comes from a great movie, although I do prefer the original. And I'm going to take a song sang by the great Angela Lansbury, "Be Our Guest."
Beauty
and the Beast.
Wait,
it's a good pick.
Hold on. Jason, who is the main singer of Be Our Guest?
Mrs. Potts? Angela Lansbury. Be our guest. Be our guest. I mean, it's a whole. It's all of them.
No. I mean, I liked what you were doing there. It sounded like you almost had like a French accent. Like there's a French character.
Lumiere
is the one who sings the song, man.
Angela Lansbury is extraordinarily involved in that song. Listen to it again.
Owl Borland. I don't know.
It's Lumiere.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Go listen to the song.
She does have a verse in that song, but
yes,
that's Lumiere's song.
She has a whole verse.
Lumiere and Mrs. Didn't Potts. Know what you were talking about when you said Angela Lansbury, because I pictured the little French candlestick singing the song.
Because that's who sings the song.
Who plays what? Who does Angela Lansbury play in the
Mrs.
movie?
She's Mrs. Potts.
Oh,
she is not.
Those two sing that song. Those two sing that song.
Mike will shame if necessary in these type of drafts.
All right, Mike. Let me ask you a question.
I am upside down right now.
Let me ask you a question then, Mike.
Yes, please.
Great song or not great song?
Great song.
All right, next.
Absolutely great song.
Andy, up to you.
Great song. I said that from your pick. That was great. I am now in a position where, Mike, you don't know what you've done with your picks, because you've put me in a position where I have these banner songs that are on my list, but then I have the song that I just love.
I know what it is. I know what it is for you over there. Take some Tarzan, man.
Yeah, baby, get in Tarzan.
Yes, because the Tarzan soundtrack is like,
how do I pick which song? I can't decide
so
between
underrated.
Two worlds, and you'll be in my heart.
You'll be in my heart. It has
I'm taking
to be, you'll
two
be
worlds.
In my heart.
I'm
yeah,
taking
no,
two
yes,
worlds.
Yes, yes,
I'm
you did it.
Two worlds.
You did it. You went against.
I'm going against the grain, baby.
Because that's the big song. The big song is You'll Be in My Heart. It's great. It's fantastic. But two worlds.
That's a better song.
Oh my goodness. That song is awesome. That song is so good.
I'm doing
yes.
it. Yeah. And you want to know what? Because of that, because I've now got a theme going.
I'm so happy and so proud right now.
I've got a theme going. I have a whole new world.
Doubling up again?
I have a whole new world. I have two worlds. And now I'm going to go with...
another world song?
I was going to go with Part of Your World from Little Mermaid, but I'm not going to, actually. I'm going to go Hakuna Matata. I'm going Hakuna Matata.
All right.
Lion King.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
That which could I love. Be the best song, even though the 101
Be Prepared
was,
is a great song, too.
Yeah. And yet,
means no
I
worries.
Am going to make it to where every team has a Lion King song, and I will take the best one because I just can't wait to be king. That
right.
was my pick.
Yeah, cool, man.
My son and daughter
Mike
were both.
Mike has no mercy for you in this draft. He has eviscerated you. He has melted you. You are the man pooping behind his dumpster.
It ain't solid, and I ain't picking it up. This is your treat forever, Mike. Enjoy it back behind your dumpster, and then congratulate me, the jogger.
I gotta get it right now. Look, I know I'm not winning the draft. I'm not winning in the polls because I'm all in on a Goofy movie. But that
I mean, the people, I'm going to tell you right now, Disney is too close to people's heart, and there are too many songs left off these lists. We are going to get...
Where was this song?
Yes,
Well, Mike's still got another pick, right?
I do.
Oh.
Wait, am I done?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, you are.
Let It Go, Under the Sea, Be Our Guest, and I Just Can't Wait to Be King. That... Four-pack is great,
yes,
but yet
it is.
Mike made me feel like you did not draft well. And then I have Friend Like Me, A Whole New World, Two Worlds, and Hakuna Matata. Mike has Circle of Life, Eye to Eye, and Stand Out, and one pick left.
I could log out, and I could be very happy.
If you pick
draft.
The pick that I think you should, Mike, I'll be so proud of you.
Oh, well, let's find out. You guys know who I am. I am not a man who is pressured by classic.
By consensus.
Consensus right. doesn't bother me. Having to have a classic does not bother me. I was serious. I think Part of Your World is the best Little Mermaid song.
Yes.
To me.
Yeah.
But look, there's been a newer Disney movie, and they went with a heavy hitter when it came to being the composer to come in and write these songs, because you know that this dude was coming off of the success of Hamilton.
That's right.
And look, the best song from Moana, and I never thought it would feature this guy, But apparently The Rock is absolutely incredible because You're Welcome is the final song that I will be taking because I can't hear that song enough.
What can I say?
That song on, I'm not sick of it. Except You're Welcome.
Proud of you, Mike, because what did I write to Jason 5 seconds ago?
Oh,
before
did you really?
Before you started talking, go look at your timestamp from 5 minutes ago. I said if Mike...
Shiny or You're Welcome, which are both great.
Shiny also very, very good, but You're Welcome, you can listen to it over and over and over.
Okay, and there are obviously loads
I can't believe...
Bare Necessities, I loved.
I was just going to say, I can't believe Bare Necessities didn't go to Andy or Supercalifragilistic Expialidocious went to Andy.
You got a friend in me?
No, I just think those are Andy picks.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. No, but no. Look.
All the Angela Lansbury hits.
Yeah.
Kiss the Girl. That was the one, if I didn't take Two Worlds, I was going to take Kiss the Girl.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Now, does this draft show that the best overall soundtrack of all time was The Lion King? Is that what we've determined? 3 Lion King songs drafted?
Yeah, what is the majority here? You got 2 Goofy movie
and,
songs drafted.
Look, you know
Aladdin.
I'll say it's a Goofy movie, but coming off of that island, like Lion King still had, at least Be Prepared, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Like, there's multiple songs from the Lion King that could still be drafted. And
okay,
like,
I've got
be happy about it.
I have to share this with the listeners before we close out. Al Borland in our Slack channel has posted the entirety of the lyrics to Be Our Guest in full, and he has chosen to bold the lyrics by Angela Lansbury, yeah, Mrs. Potts, which is. Let's just say not a lot of this post is bold.
I see bold.
I do see some bold.
Wait. Let me say it. She's our guest. That was Angela Lansbury, okay?
You have totally somehow mixed up. Your wires have crossed of Beauty and the Beast. Like the title song, Tale as Old as Time, that's Angela Lansbury.
Yes. That is 100% crossed up, but I don't blame myself. At all.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sure.
What did we learn today?
I learned that Angela Lansbury is the lead vocal from Be Our Guest, despite having 10% of the lines in the song.
I learned that 2 things. One, that may be the most unsophisticated or precise Disney song draft in the history of the world. And also that Mike hates the song. I just can't wait to be king.
Dude, that song is great.
He bodied you.
That song
he
is
ripped
great.
You up.
I just can't wait to be king.
Of the songs we didn't draft, like
there's a lot overrated. Of great songs.
I learned that Mike was super close to making it one third of us not in the Poopy Pants Club. I hope that in the future we can change
I'll
the
join
ratio.
The club. No. I'll join your no. club.
Yeah. I will tell you the truth. It could not have been picked up.
Told you.
Thank you for joining, everybody. Goodbye.
Oh, man.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.